News in brief at Press TV. Egyptian forces have clashed with protesters in Cairo's Liberation Square for a third day. Protesters want an end to military rule. At least 10 people have been killed and over 400 injured since Friday. The army has come under fire for using heavy-handed tactics on protesters. Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have killed an elderly man in a village near the capital of Manama. The 73-year-old man was killed after he was tear-gassed during an attack by regime forces. The latest killing comes after the death of a teenage boy who was run over by a police car on Thursday. The U.S. says it has ended its mission in Iraq after taking its military hardware and troops into neighboring Kuwait. The withdrawal comes 9 years after the U.S. invaded Iraq. The invasion has left some 4,500 Americans dead. Around 1 million Iraqis are said to have been killed during the war. An Israeli lawyer is to defend the son of slain Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi at the International Criminal Court. Nick Kaufman says Gaddafi has been granted asylum in Niger, but is under severe travel restriction. Saadi is accused of misappropriating properties and giving orders to fire on Libyan protesters. Vaclav Havel, the former Czech leader and playwright, has died at the age of 75. He was the country's first elected president after the Velvet Revolution against communist rule. He left office in 2003 and oversaw the country's breakup into the Czech Republic and Slovakia. In the Netherlands, police have arrested three Occupy protesters. The protesters were detained as dozens of activists staged a sit-in at a branch of ING Bank in the capital, Amsterdam. They were carrying posters that read, "Occupy the banks." The global Occupy movement demands limits on the power of corporations and banks. The death toll from the Philippines' devastating floods unleashed by tropical typhoon Washi has risen to over 650. Officials say many bodies are still unclaimed. Some 370 people remain missing, while tens of thousands have been displaced by the disaster. Rescue and aid operations are underway. A boat carrying more than 250 illegal immigrants to Australia has sunk off the Indonesian island of Java. Some 90 people have so far been rescued. Rescuers are continuing to search for survivors, but many are feared dead. More than 40 children were reportedly aboard the boat.